Hello and welcome to the Candle Making Podcast. I am your host, Lara Scott. This is the place to be, whether you want to make candles to wow your family and friends at home, or whether you'd like to take your candle making to the next level and maybe set up a business and sell some of your beautiful candles. Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Candle Making Podcast. It is fantastic to have you here joining me on this new journey and hopefully making some fantastic candles. So let's jump right into a topic that is a problem for most candle makers, and that is maintaining the temperature of our candles once they have been poured. If we don't get this right, our candles can crack, have sinkholes, pull away from the wick. All sorts of funky problems can be attributed to our candles cooling too fast. So what we need to do is slow that cooling process. Many of us actually stop making candles during the colder months and warmer months, if you're in Australia like me. But most of us like to battle through and problem solve. That's all part of being a candle maker. So today I'm going to give you 4 tips that will help stop your heat-related candle problems and have you well on your way to making candles with a professional finish. My number one tip is to heat your workspace. Look at where you are making and curing your candles. Does it get cold? Are you pouring in a drafty garage? Can the room be heated? Your room needs to be a steady temperature above 24 or 25 degrees Celsius, which is approximately 77 degrees Fahrenheit. The reason for this is everything needs to be in a fairly steady state, so your candles can cool slowly. Unfortunately, even if you get your melting temperature, your fragrance temperature, and your pouring temperature correct, you can all come undone when your room temperature is not right or if the temperature dramatically changes after you've poured your candles. So the first thing you need to do is make sure you can maintain a steady temperature in your candle making space. To do this, you may need a heater or good insulation, or it might even mean things like putting draft snakes underneath the door to prevent the cool air from coming in, and even closing the curtains can help. Okay, tip number 2 is to heat your jars in the oven or the microwave prior to pouring. This can be time consuming if you have large batches of candles to make, but overall, it will definitely help fix any problems you may be having. To do this, I simply turn the oven on to a low temperature between 50 and 60 degrees Celsius, which is around 122 degrees Fahrenheit. To make that process easier, I put my candle jars on an oven tray so that they are easy to remove from the oven and ready to pour your wax into as soon as you remove them. Tip number 3, once you have poured your candles, put them back into the oven to cool down. In the oven, it's going to take a lot longer for the temperature to drop, which prevents those issues such as the wax sinking and cracking. I recommend leaving to cool for at least 4 hours before moving them to your curing room. My final tip is to wrap each jar in aluminium foil and a tea towel after pouring. This will keep them warm as long as possible. It can be time consuming and a little bit fiddly, so you have to be very careful that you don't knock your candles while you're doing that. Normally, I would wrap them before I pour. So there you have it. They are my 4 tips to avoid the dreaded cracks and sinkholes caused by your candles cooling too fast. I do have a quick bonus tip for people who live in colder climates, and that is once you have made your candles, store them in a warm place. Even after they have cured, even if after they have set, it could be weeks and weeks, don't store them out in the garage or in the basement where the temperature drops, because you could still encounter the same problems many months later, even after they have cured. Store them in the warmest place in your house and enjoy creamy, professional finished candles all year round. I'd love to answer your candle making questions. So if you are troubleshooting or just want to know more about the candle making process, hop over to my Facebook page, The Candle Making Podcast, and ask me a question. Send me a message, drop a post on my page. I'd love to hear from you. See you soon. Bye. Download my ebook, Make Your Own Gorgeous Soy Candles, through iTunes or Amazon today. Once you purchase my ebook, you'll be able to make gorgeous creamy candles with a magnificent scent throw and a professional finish. It's filled with detailed instructions, hot tips, and a troubleshooting guide, all in a full color format, ready to print and refer back to. Check it out through my Facebook page, The Candle Making Podcast. See you soon.